The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast once again on Friday, January the 26th here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race programme once again at Dundalk, beginning at 5 o'clock, stretching all the way through to 8.30. The two best races on the card come up at 6 o'clock and 6.30 respectively, with two very competitive and classy looking handicaps to get our teeth stuck into. Got some good bets also to conclude the card as well. Probably my strongest bet of the night goes in the Farner race, the 8.30. So let's crack on with the action.
Race one.
We begin with a 5 furlong sprint handicap. Although we have only a small but select field, we certainly have one or two in-form performers here to suggest this should be quite a tightly knit affair. And of the ones down the front end of the market, Silk Cravat is the one I'd probably go for here from the Durline stable. Although he was fourth the other day when a beaten favourite over 6 furlongs, I thought he did actually quite well in the face of adversity that particular evening, because he was drawn stall 14, and as I pointed out in my podcast at the time, that might just be his Achilles heel. And as it turned out, that was very much the case. But he still ran well to only get beat bits and bobs in what turned out to be the strongest run race on the card, furlong per furlong. I think the winner did really well to win from where he was turning for home. Prior to that, he'd won a 6 furlong handicap when he was a short price favourite in pretty decisive fashion. And given that he's been showing plenty of speed in his races over that trip, I think dropping back a furlong to 5 furlongs shouldn't be too much of an inconvenience, particularly as they're going to go quite hard here tonight with the favourite One Over You, always trailblazing, along with Geological as well, who's certainly going to make it a real test. So hopefully Silk Cravat can sit in behind them from stall one and pick them off late on.
Race two.
On to the 5.30. It's the first of the staying handicaps. This one comes over 1.25 miles. I've been a big fan of Nimitz, even though he's cost me a few quid over the last few runs. Basically, this horse just keeps drawing me in because he travels supremely strongly throughout his races. But I'm just absolutely convinced he's got a trip here at Dundalk. 1 mile seems to be too short for him. And 1.5 miles a furlong just seems to be stretching his stamina to the absolute limit, because inside the final couple of furlongs, he's just basically run on at the one speed, and he is very difficult to win with. I'm sure he's got the ability to win one of these, but he is 0-13 now, so around about 4-5-1, he doesn't make that much appeal anyway, certainly from a win perspective. I can certainly see him hitting the frame, but I do think Easy Boy is probably the one to concentrate on here, having run what I consider to be a very eye-catching race here last week over 1.5 miles behind Bog War, in a race where the field got stretched at the halfway point down the back. This horse was a long, long way behind turning into the home straight, but I thought he did really well to finish fourth and only get beat around about 4 lengths by the eventual winner. Indeed, he made quite a bit of ground in the latter stages. This is definitely more in keeping with his trip tonight here, 1.25 miles. He's got a good draw, and with Kenny and Leonard on board, I'd expect Easy Boy to be there or thereabouts there in the finish in race number two.
Race number three.
On to race three then, and pound for pound, probably one of the better races here on the card tonight, over 1.25 miles. And Clear Skies bids to get back on track, having just failed to see out the 2 mile trip the last day. This horse has been a real revelation throughout the season, and it's just whether she's that winning run or the continuity which has been halted affects her performance levels here tonight, because I like horses that keep running here week in, week out, rather than being off for a couple of months. It can just sometimes set them back a run or two. So with that in mind, I'm probably going to go for the second favourite here, Wooster, who comes here in really great order, having switched stables from the Joseph O'Brien stable to win its last two events in, I think, pretty stylish and decisive fashion. That victory here last time out certainly wasn't any flash in the pan, because the time before, he'd won quite well in the style of a horse going in the right way in that maiden back on the 15th of December. His time figures have been very good, and he just seems to be in the zone at the moment, this gelding by Duke of Marmalade. And while in that rich vein of form, I'm prepared to stick with this horse to hopefully complete the hat-trick here this evening.
Race 4.
On to the 6:30 then, and this looks quite a complex affair, given that we've got Alcatraz in the lineup once again, because he's definitely got the ability to win this race, Alcatraz. It's just his starting, which is becoming a real bugbear of mine. I fancied him a couple of runs ago. He missed the break by about 10 lengths. I put him up here last week, napped him, and I give up with him, really, to be honest. He was that far behind at halfway, but he made an extraordinary amount of ground up in the home straight to, in the end, only get beat a length and a short head, which was quite an incredible performance by this six-year-old, given how much petrol he used up just to get back into the race. So if he can break cleanly tonight, I think he's got easily got the beating of this lot. And I do think stepping up to a mile as well will suit him, even if he, let's say, just perhaps misses it a beat or two. You certainly would expect another big run from Set Off a Bay, who comes here off the back of three straight victories all over the course and distance. Obviously, this horse in great nick. And once again, the gods have been kind to him tonight, because he's been drawn in stall one, whereas last time out, he was actually drawn in stall 12 or 13, so he did really well to win the last day. Easy Bay of Grey obviously holds Alcatraz and one or two others on the bare bones of that form last week, but Patrick Martin's charge has never won over a mile, so I'd be very, very reluctant to put that horse up. So I think it's between Set Off a Bay and Alcatraz, and if Alcatraz can break, then hopefully his turn will definitely come here tonight.
Race 5.
On to the 7 o'clock. And all eyes here will no doubt be on the filly of Joseph O'Brien's here, Aya Bell, who I thought ran in a very hot race at Lingfield last time out and certainly caught the eye in the way she came home on that occasion from being some way behind halfway. The winner, I think, is a very smart horse at Calandra from the Godolphin Barn. That horse bounded clear in the latter stages, but I think we're dealing with perhaps a pattern race horse on that occasion. But given that she beat the rest fairly plain and comfortably on that occasion, this race tonight should really not represent too much of a problem for her, because it is a really modest race for the track standards. There's nothing in this particular race I'm that massively keen on. Ayabel has by far and away got the best form, not only here, but also obviously elsewhere as well. So I think she'll justify favouritism at around about 5-4 this morning.
Race number 6.
On to the 7:30, this apprentice maiden over 7 furlongs, and one of my best bets of the night runs here in the shape of Nick Bay. This horse caught my eye in a very hot handicap won by Silk Cravat back in the early part of December. Having missed the break from a wide draw, he's a long way behind turning for home, but he did pick up the bridle quite nicely in the latter stages to be never nearer at the finish, and that was a duplicate performance of the run that he posted the time before, when he was running on quite strongly over 6 furlongs. Therefore, with those two back-to-back runs for all his new connections safely in the bag, a step-up in trip here tonight to 7 furlongs should see this horse go very, very close here this evening in the hands of Donna O'Connor, who, of course, is one of the best apprentices riding here. Not only that, a lot of his main rivals are tonight. They're either running over the wrong trip or they're badly drawn. Masonette, Above Us Only Sky, two horses similarly rated, have got the 12 and 13 boxes respectively. Shamad was racing over a mile and a quarter last time out, and the Phantom Punch raced over a mile and a half last time out. So really, there's only one horse in this race that ticks all the relative boxes, and I think it's Nick Bay. So around about 4 or 5 to 1 this morning, he represents cast iron each way fodder there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate then. Quite a trappy looking affair. I think this race is between the two that finished second and fourth respectively behind Gunmaker, who was a shock winner here the other week in that apprentice handicap. But Texas Radio and Parry Passu are the two that I thought ran particularly well here, particularly Texas Radio, who did very little wrong when heavily back from 5-2 into 5-4 favouritism. Just think he got beat by a horse who was obviously a lot better than what connections realised, and he could well go through the grades. I'd certainly give Parry Passu a shout here, because on that particular occasion, this gelding was drawn in stall 14 and drawn 1 tonight. Obviously, there's going to be a huge turnaround in track position, so I can see why there's been a bit of each-way support for Parry Passu. But I'll stick with Texas Ranger. He's certainly well handicapped in my eyes off the back of his last two runs off just 47, and hopefully tonight will be his night.
And the final race.
Right, on to the 8:30 then, the concluding race on the card, and my best bet of the night runs here in the shape of Fastidious. from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. And this horse, his last victory came off a mark of 64. And lo and behold, this horse has dropped down to 63, courtesy of a couple of eye-catching runs of late. None more so than the run here a couple of weeks ago when he got a real, well, I would say strange ride, but Ben Cohen didn't seem to be that animated, let's say, in the saddle throughout that race. And he also ran up the backside of several horses, which didn't go unnoticed for my beady eye. Once out in the clear, this horse absolutely charged through the tape to go into my notebook as a horse very much to keep on the right side of. He's got a good draw here tonight. Thomas Sherry, who rode in the time before, is back on to take 10 off. So he really is a very well-handicapped horse here tonight for Stidius. And if the green light is very much in the ascendancy, then I think he's good enough to win this race, because it doesn't look particularly strong one as far as I'm seeing anyway. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race national programme at Nace. The highlight, of course, which is the Woodlands Park 100 Club Novices Chase, which is a Grade 3 status at 220. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.